This is Bishop Patterson from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. You may reach me at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023. You may also reach us by way of the World Wide Web at theapostolicfaith.org. Theapostolicfaith.org. Thank you for tuning in to this radio station at this time for the Whole Truth Radio broadcast.
Stairway, oh Lord, I have to climb, I'm Lord, Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. Sometimes I tell the Lord, I tell him this, one day at a time. Sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you, Lord. Just give me the strength to do everything that I have to do.
Testimony. Praying that the Lord would give us his wisdom and his knowledge a day at a time, the daily bread. Because no telling what we're going to need today, but he's going to give us what is sufficient for today.
That's right.
And that's what makes me so happy about the walk with him.
Yes.
That he gives it to us daily. We can't be like the children of Israel in their day. When he gave them the manna, some didn't believe it was going to come down the next day, so they gathered a bit much. And because they gathered too much, it's spoiled.
Amen.
That's how the church knows where false doctrine is, because folks gather too much and try to do more with the word than what they can, and they're stinking.
Amen.
And my God, the other night I saw a stinking man. Called himself preaching about the priest's garments. Lord have mercy. And I said, as a Gentile, the priest's garments didn't do a thing for you. You were a dog. What he should have been preaching about was Christ. Who fulfilled all of the law. Who was the sacrifice for all of us. He should have been preaching about Christ. Because there was nothing edifying about what they had on for the Jewish family for me. What edifies me is what Christ has done for me.
Amen.
Makes my soul burn.
Yeah.
To know here God got on a cross for me.
Amen.
Shed his blood for me. Tore down the Jewish altar.
Yes, he did.
And built one that all men could come. I so thank God for Ruth. That how that Moabitess put the Gentile blood in the king.
Amen.
Before David could come, all men blood had to be in David. And I thank God Almighty. I ain't got to worry about no priestly garments. I can worry about Christ.
Amen.
My soul is just satisfied today. I don't know the New York tune, but the words. It always gets you. That your soul got to get satisfied and burned about what Jesus has done.
Amen.
And when you feel good about what Christ has done, it makes you tell the Lord one day at a time. Make even the singer say, you know, sometime I just tell the Lord.
Amen.
And you know he does. Amen. Just tell the Lord one day at a time. If you strengthen me from what my issue was yesterday, I'm looking for you to give me the strength today. Because no matter what men say, it's God that's got to strengthen me day by day. And I'm so happy to be among the people of God that are testifying of the goodness of God. That they didn't know God was looking out for them. Didn't know. But the Lord made them honest. The Lord made them do the thing right and made men notice. So when you start cutting folks from job, I can't cut this sanctified woman because she's been going beyond what we require.
Amen.
Can't cut her. The Lord didn't even let them go nowhere near. When the list came out, her name was on the list. Keep on working.
Thank God.
That's a good thing.
Amen.
That's something to praise and worship and thank God for. No need of telling you what the priest garments, what they wore to go in once a year. I can go to him every hour. Now, I can go up any time I want to.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Because that middle wall of partition was torn down.
Amen.
And I thank God that the veil was torn from top to bottom. That was the flesh he had. But let me tell you what the scripture said concerning his bones. Not a one would be broken.
That's right.
Because the church understands the image of God that this flesh is resting on, God would not allow who he was to be broken. Because he was going to wrap that in something else that was celestial. And as I was sitting, the Holy Ghost is just marvelous to me. Just a marvelous thing to know the daily bread come when you need it. Because you'll know the man of God. You'll know Christ by the way the bread is broken. I can walk and make the word burn at you, but you say, ah, God, when he break the bread, when he start talking about Jesus, makes our hearts burn. When I walked into the sanctuary and the saints were praying, that's the way I like to see the throne room. I like to hear somebody crying out to God, thanking God for something. I know we're here to worship him then. But if it's quiet, ain't no telling you say, well, he ain't done nothing this week or since the other day since we worshiped him. But when you come in and somebody talking about how he found me in love and how he established me in peace and how as I was going up trying to meet him, he was coming down and we met one another. And I heard myself speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gave me utterance. Someone started talking about the testimony of Jesus Christ. It's good to walk into service and them that are around the well, the living well of water. Somebody's talking about, I met a man that told me some things that, you know, he just couldn't have known, but it must have been the word of the Lord coming to me.
Yeah.
Somebody's talking about Jesus. Someone doesn't mind being on the stand and have the prosecution come and ask you about your life. You can say, ask me, I can tell you about Jesus.
Amen.
My spirit is walking through the pages of the prophet Ezekiel, and every time he say, O thou son of man, speak.
Yes.
And I understand in the book, his book somewhere, my mind is reading. You used to hear Bishop Johnson slap his hand and stomp his feet.
Yes.
He got that from Ezekiel. Other people got it from him, but he got it out of the word. That he would get hand going, feet would go. Mm-hmm. Ezekiel was talking to the Lord about hand and feet. And he told the son of man, speak, I got to talk to your bones to establish something in you that God is able to do anything. I don't care what situation presents itself. You slap God on it and you stomp your feet and say, I'm settled in God's word.
Amen.
My mind is moving. Because I want to edify you to tell you, you got something good. When you got the Holy Ghost all in you, you got something good.
Amen.
You got a heavenly thing tabernacling in something that is earthly.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. So when Ezekiel saw the beast, saw that living creature,
yes.
Hallelujah to God, it had wings, but under them sets of wings had man's hands.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. But he said that noise that they made, them wings, able to get through the trials of the life, making this noise as a voice as God was talking to them. These pairs, he said, wherever they went, they went. There was four faces, but they went all the same way because it was a wheel in the middle of a wheel.
Yes.
There was the man with them.
Yes.
We were with them. It's the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah to God in us. We are the wheel that the wheel is in, that is tabernacling in flesh and blood.
Yes.
When he come, we come. When he move, we move.
Amen.
We have our being in him.
Glory to God.
That's why your testimony is great.
Amen.
I am in him.
Yes.
He
is
a wheel.
Yes, Lord.
In the middle of a wheel.
Right.
When your mind goes through. And Ezekiel kept telling the church, hallelujah to God, no matter when the wheel went up, it all went up. They all went the same way. Hallelujah to God. There was no backstepping. They were all moving the same way. And my mind went back. In the beginning. And I'm just thinking on, Lord, I thank you. He took something from the man to do the woman. He didn't take flesh. Hallelujah to God.
Yeah.
Took a part of his bone.
That's right. Yes, he did.
This is why Job can look at the church and say, you wonder how bone is formed in the womb of a woman and it don't go nowhere. The sepulcher where they press Joseph today, he's still there. Them bones are waiting because Ezekiel went on the flight with God and saw the graves and asked the question, can these bones live again?
Yes.
He said, thou.
Knoweth.
Thou knowest.
Amen.
So he gave us a job. Say, speak to them.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God. Tell them they can save themselves.
Yes.
Tell them what they can do so they'll stand as an army for God. For wait for God to put on the new flesh. To put the new signia on it. To get them ready when the wind blows.
Yes.
Somebody go say, thank God. Hallelujah, God. I'm glad I'm one of them today.
Yes.
Somebody.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God.
But in the beginning, when he took something from the man, he took part of his image of the man and made the woman and said, I took her out of the man.
Yes.
The next thing he was telling you, I made them one. Come with me for a moment.
That's right.
Hallelujah to God.
Yes, he did.
Just stay up here with me for a moment. I want to show you something. If I can, if I can put your things on eternal things. Hallelujah to God. Notice now when God made them one. Before sin.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Before the transgression, he said, the man said, now, you are bone of my bone. I need Ephesians 5. Yeah. And you are now flesh. They might have been two, but in God's eyes, they were
one. Amen.
And the scripture tells you that this was done before sin because they looked at themselves and knew that they were naked, but were not ashamed.
Amen.
It wasn't until sin came. But in God, he had already told you how he was going to make the church one with him. That the church can now say, I am flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. He can tell them, come and handle me and see that a spirit don't have flesh and bones. Amen. As you see me have. Why? He had come up out of the ground.
That's right.
But before he went down, he said, on this rock, I will build my church.
Amen.
And the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Is not going to prevent it from coming up out of the ground because I got some folks coming that's going to be gathered in Luckies, and I want a preacher to preach to their bones to tell them I'm going to join them to me at the hip. We're going to be fitly joined together and the supply our needs one to the other.
Glory to God.
Look what God has done for us. That when he settled in heaven to make us one with him, this is why you got to repent of your sins. You got to be baptized in his name if you want to join who he is. You got to get the Holy Ghost. And he said these were added to the church now.
Yes.
Just stay with me for a moment. Let me show you what you are and who you are. That your testimony can't be a lie. That through your trials and the test of the life, you got to prove that you are connected to the divine God of heaven.
Amen.
When a test come and pain get in the body, you got to turn and look upward and say, I stretch my hands to thee. There is no other help I know. Hallelujah to God. He can tell the men. Hallelujah to God. These are the things I spoke to you and said to you while I was yet with you. Some things got to be fulfilled. Some things got to be fulfilled. When he wrapped himself around sinful flesh, because Hebrew, the 10th chapter, said, now you got to prepare a body. He didn't come on the nature of angels, but he took on our nature.
Amen.
So he can show us we're going to get the victory. And I want to try to show you today if I can. Hallelujah to God that he kept going back to Jonah and said, as Jonah, my mind is going through the book. As I was with, he said, Jonah was in the whale's belly 3 days and three nights. So shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. Go back to Jonah in your mind and tell me, could the whale's belly get rid of him?
No.
Could it dissolve him? Hallelujah to God. Could it prevent him?
No.
But he got the victory. So the grave couldn't hold him. The grave couldn't get rid of him. The grave couldn't corrupt him. The grave couldn't do anything to him. Just like Jonah talked about how the weed was all around his neck. But he didn't mind. But he started remembering God. And he got the victory. But he got the victory over death.
Amen.
And he stood up.
Yes,
hallelujah to God. And started walking back among the men. Hallelujah God. See, these are the things. Hallelujah to God that were spoken concerning me. That I had to be fulfilled. I'm up now. I'm wrapped in something that never going up to glory before. And while they were standing there, he went on up. He said, like manner, do you know these things? Do you know these things? Are you guessing at it, or do you know these things? On the order of Jonah, it could not prevent Jonah at all, because God had a time appointed. After 3 days and three nights, Jonah was going to get the victory out of hell, and it vomited him out.
Yes, it did.
The angels came and took the stone, moved it out of the way, because he knew you were coming. He knew you were coming. He knew you were going to cry out about your seed. He knew everything that you were going to plead your cause to him, because you knew that there was coming a time that danger was going to be upon the earth, and you didn't want your seed to see the fires of hell. You cried out day and night, even though you carried it in your womb. You were praying that the Lord would save your seed. As you were bringing them up in the way, you were praying that the Lord would keep your seed. Then you heard the man of God prophesy to your seed. Your prophecy came to their bones. He started talking to them. They got to be saved. They must be saved. Somebody believed him. You stand in the congregation of the holy. Hallelujah to God. You got an opportunity coming on this Friday. You got an opportunity to talk to your seed. Hallelujah. Say, don't you know that the hell fire is coming one day? Don't you know it's coming one day? You got to get your soul right. You got to get your soul right. You got to start talking to them. Saying, I'm talking to you, and I'm praying night and day that the Lord will turn your heart back to him once again. You start talking to them. Let them hear your spirit. Say, I'm praying that God will turn you. You got to say something to the bones. Hallelujah. I said, forming in your womb. You got to be talking to it. Hallelujah to God. Your mama talked to you. Hallelujah to God. Said, I got to be saved. I got to save myself. She did not leave here until you knew the way. Why, Mary and Martha can tell Jesus, we know our brother's going to get up in the day of the resurrection. We want him now. And the Lord called him out of the tomb, and he came out with his burial clothes and heard the Spirit say, loose him and let him be free. Amen. Someone did that for us. Someone preached to us and gave us the gospel. Did you gather while they were preaching? Did you believe? Hallelujah to God, their message from heaven. Did you believe? Did you gather anything? Can you stand on anything that they bought down from heaven to say, my soul is satisfied that you are separated from the world, that I believe, therefore have I spoken. I believe God today. The Holy Ghost is in the church now. I believe the Holy Ghost is for you now. There is not another moment, hallelujah to God, that has to pass from right now until you certify that I gathered while the man of God labored. I gathered what he brought down from heaven. I took it into heart, and I'm going to hold to it. Did you gather any seed to get planted in earth? Are you going to bring forth anything that the gospel is watering today from what was planted? Set everything aside. I remember I had to tarry. I had to set everything aside. When my mouth said Jesus, my mind was saying Jesus. When my heart was saying Jesus, my mouth was saying Jesus. Jesus pushed out everything that my mind was trying to think on. I made my heart say Jesus. I made my mind say Jesus. And it was all three. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And hallelujah to God, he showed up. Mother, hallelujah to God, carrying a seed, saying, Lord, you must save him. Because he gave them a promise. He said, a promise is not just unto you. Mama says, it's unto you. And she put you in the ear of the man of God that came down from heaven. And the words, hallelujah to God, came by your ear. And you said, be baptized now. And you believed him. You gathered what he said about repenting and being baptized. You obeyed him. But when he brought you out of the water, he waited for the water to clear. He said, now, I got a promise for you. You shall. Ain't no maybe about this church. Ain't no probability. This is a promise. You shall receive the gift. It's a beautiful gift. All you got to do is wait. If it takes 49, 50 years, all you got to do is wait. But call on his name while you're sitting waiting. Before sin could get in, God had already established how he was going to set the church up. Part of us in heaven, partly earth. Drop earthly things and join heavenly things. This is why the prophet could see the thing as God showed it to him. Hallelujah to God. So somebody's got to tell you that you shall overcome. Did you gather from Sherrod when he told you that hell was going to be your portion if you did not obey everything that is written in the book? Hallelujah to God. Did you gather that? If you gather that, then that would make you run for your life, your eternal life. That's why you could sing the song, I'm running for my life. My eternal life means more to me because this thing is temporal. It is going to go away. Amen. When this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, you better have another housing. Amen. That is in heaven. Amen. Are you ready to meet him? Can you tell the Lord it's time to come? He's waiting on the latter rain. Are we ready to meet him? Can he meet you in love and peace? Do you believe everything that was spoken aforetime? It is the selection that the Holy Ghost has made. He selected you before the foundation of the world was. If you can think about the grains of sands along the sea, the man of God made you look at it. He said, if a bird came and took one grain, but I want you to stop at that one grain in that bird's mouth to say, the Lord saw me as a grain amongst a sea of sand and knew and selected. I was predestined to be glorified. I'm bone of his bone.
Thank you, Lord.
He took something from the man. Hallelujah to God. To make the church. Because our body was prepared for him, that he had to get on the cross. He had to die. Except the seed fall to the ground and die. It can't live. But my God, we're living because we went to the water. We died. We got buried. Somebody put us in the water and buried us. But I walked up in the newness of life and I came out believing. Did you gather at harvest time? When the gospel was going out over the air, was there any gathering? Because Ruth came at a time, barley harvest time. But it is now wheat harvest. It is now wheat harvest. It is now wheat harvest. Can you gather now? Before sin entered, God had already given the church concerning a marriage. Because he said, the law says, a woman is to her husband as long as he liveth. But if he be dead, the law is now dead. I can now marry Christ. The law is now dead. I can now marry Christ. And I don't want nobody else. After I had him, he's the best thing that ever happened to me. Now I don't have to be an adulteress. I'm talking about what Paul told the Roman church. Just stay with me for a while. Just listen to what I'm saying. The law was a prototype of shadow and types of things. We got Christ now that's done away with. Amen. I don't have to wear no priestly garment with the children of Israel names on me. Amen. All nations are here now. Amen. All nations are here now.
That's right.
On the top of the mountain, this church has been established. We are now bone of his bone.
Amen.
Just to have that knowledge that I can testify I am in him. I'm in him and he is in me. There is a will, and wherever he goes, wherever the eagle flies, it's for wherever the eagle goes. He said we will mount up wherever the will will go with him. There is a designated place in the midair that the Lord knows is in us. Soon as he said, come forth, and the earth let us go, as the sky let him descend, we shall meet him perfectly. He's going to connect that heavenly thing with us.
Thank God.
And set us on things eternal. And we'll praise and worship him throughout eternity. But we've got to have the Holy Ghost to meet him. Yeah. You've got to get the wheel in the middle of the wheel.
Yeah.
You're going to need something to keep you when trouble comes.
Yeah.
You're going to need something to get you when sickness comes upon you and you're at the death's door.
Yeah.
You're going to need something to hold you and say, Lord, I praise you.
Yeah.
I thank you. I worship you. I praise your name. I'll do whatever. Add some days to my life. I want to praise and worship you a little longer. Hallelujah to God, like Hezekiah did. Give God his record. Haven't I served you? But here, Adam, he took the bone and made a woman. Then he went to the ground and quickened something that was corruptible and made it incorruptible. And he said, like manner, so shall ye.
Amen.
Believeth thou this?
Yes.
Ezekiel now can look down and see you. Say, I saw the graves. Hallelujah to God. But you can say, that's all right. Did you see us getting up again? Hallelujah, God. Did you see our bones shaking? Hallelujah to God. And coming together. Because we lost all of the muscle. But the bone just stayed how they laid us. But there was a shaking. And it all just came together. Hallelujah to God. And standing there waiting on God. I got a residue in my bones because I heard the man of God said, I shall live again.
Yes.
Here am I, Lord. I'm somewhere around the throne waiting for my name. So when he call you, you got to answer. That's why Job said, upon a time, put me in the grave. But upon a time that you're going to call me. What did Job tell God? He said, I will answer you. I will answer you. Daniel, in the den of the lion, he made that king cry out, oh, Daniel, is your God able to deliver you? My God, the king was expecting something from there. But the King of Kings is going to hear you say, oh, King. Hallelujah to God. You're going to talk to the King of Kings.
Amen.
Satan going to ask, hallelujah to God, was your God able to deliver you? My God, you'll say, oh, King. Going to get up and Daniel can come onto the den and see that the lions didn't do you no harm.
Yes.
The Lord's going to see you getting the victory out of the world and the enemy, the devil, couldn't do you no harm. The serpents couldn't do you no harm. The serpent couldn't do you no harm. The trials of life couldn't do you no harm. Your sickness couldn't do you no harm. Persecution. That's why the old saints used to sing a song, no harm. No harm, no harm. This world just can't do me. The world can't do me no harm. I got a hedge about me. I got something that's keeping me. I got something that's preserving me. Something that's watching out over me. I gave God something precious to keep against the day when he brings fury. He's connected you now to something that is glorified. So you can turn to him and say, glorify thou me with the thing I had on before the world was.
Yes.
Christ knew what he was saying. I want to go back where I was in your mind.
Yes.
Because before he spoke one word, he had established everything in his mind.
Amen.
And then he spoke things into being. And that laid the foundation for things.
Amen.
But I'm going back where I was. But you know, I know where I was because John went on a trip and told me.
Yes.
And he told him to write it down.
That's right.
He said, because it's faithful and true. You're going to find it. You found it. So I'm going to believe everything that is written.
Amen.
I believe he's able to keep me. I can't keep myself. What power do I have to keep myself other than what he gave me? The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I let the Holy Ghost keep me.
Amen.
If he see my feet going straight astray, it's his job to correct me. It's his job to chasten me. He said, I chasten them, my love.
Yeah.
Do your job. Save me against myself.
Amen.
If it's me, Lord, my God, fix me. Make those things that are crooked. God then will take, after the preacher has taken that flesh and ripped off everything off of the bone, he just preach everything off of it that's not like the Lord. Get rid of it. So you just stand there and say, I just stand here with your image.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. Now you got to put on some clothes. You got to clothe me. You got to put me in the right mind. You got to do something.
Amen.
He's not going to leave you there bare.
Because
Ezekiel's sight showed us. But the Lord was going to dress us in. And when he came back out of the ground, my God, he had it on. This is why S.C. Johnson can tell you. That thing had never been there before. Why? It is something had finally gotten the victory over death, and that was the church. He said, on this rock I'll build it.
That's right.
Look at Jonah. 3 days a fish had eaten, passed through him, but Jonah just stood there. Wouldn't go nowhere. The grave, hallelujah, God, couldn't suck him in. The grave couldn't make him decay because it was already written aforetime. Don't leave my soul in hell. And he got the victory. They say the Lord has risen. Just that thought. The Lord has risen. We say I once was, but something rose up in me. Hallelujah. The resurrected Christ got in me so he can quicken me also. Something jumped and leaped in me because I heard it when it came in. I heard it when it came in because he gave me the sign. Are you resting? That God is able to do above what you think. Just think about this. How he has made you one with him. He got rid of the sin that separated. Put us back at the state that we lost in the Garden of Eden. So he can say you are now one with me. So if the serpent comes now, let the serpent come to you now. Let the serpent try you now. Hallelujah to God. Say, you can't bother me. I've already tasted of the tree of life.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. You can't hinder me now because I know where I'm going and I'm not going to let you hinder me because I'm going to see the king. Bring in Esther. You all keep on praying and fasting. I'm going on. Let the serpent come and tell you now, you don't need to go to church. You said, I'm not going to listen to that. I'm going to church. I'm going to worship God. Let the serpent come and say, now, oh, give up. Ain't no need to save yourself. Oh, just give up and go to hell. Say, you sound like foolish folk. I'm going to save myself. In all of my appointed time, I'm going to wait. I'm connected to God. You are connected now to God. I have you now. I can give an account to God for you. I can tell the Lord about your condition. I can talk to Jesus about it. I couldn't rest because my mind was going through the pages of the book. But I said, check it for me. I want to see that I was married to him before sin. I wanted to see, did I get it before sin? Was everything set before the world? Was I set in God before sin? And I found out, yes, I was. I was already settled. Because he looked down and said, I wasn't ashamed because I'm already married to him now. I found out I was all right. Hallelujah. So I can bang with my hand and stomp with my feet. That I've made a declaration that somebody saw me coming up out of the ground to go back to the estate that I lost in the Garden of Eden when the serpent beguiled the woman. Somebody took the enmity away from me and said, come on up to me and have this testimony that I am in you and you are in me. Now the Holy Ghost can come down and teach you. Hallelujah. I say, you've tasted. Say, taste and see that the Lord is good. So when you get down on your knees, you start talking about how God loves you so that he remembered the estate that we had. We were in him and there was no sin. We weren't ashamed of anything. We were glad to call him God. He can come down in the cool of the day and talk with us and walk around in these tabernacles and be with us. Hallelujah to God. He's going to have it just like he intended for it to be at that moment before sin. So the Holy Ghost is the thing you need to get you back to that estate that you had in him, that you were sons and daughters of God. Set on bone. Hallelujah to God. It makes much sense to me. He had to get the bone of the man to make the woman. He had to get something from the man, the bone, and give him something, that woman, and make her, and make them one. And the man said, you are now flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone. Hallelujah to God. We are one. Just stay with me. I want to show you how the Lord came out of the ground and took the bone that he brought out of the ground and then put you in it and made you the church. Man, woman, Christ, the church. Man, woman, Christ, the church. Man, woman, Christ, the church. So he has a husband and wife in the earth, Christ and the church in heaven. Hallelujah to God. One down here, one up here. And he said, I'll show you a mystery. I'm talking about man and a wife, but skip that and bring your mind. I'm talking about me and you, how me and you are one and how you were selected before the foundation of the world, before Adam and Eve was made. You were. Hallelujah to God. Ezekiel My mind just going through it. He said, if these three, he got Job, Daniel, and Noah. And you say, why Daniel, Noah, and Job? You know what they did. Those three witnesses, he said, nobody else saved themselves. He said, those three. Job taught you about the patience of God. Amen. Hallelujah to God. He told you, just hold on with all hope. Daniel said, I saw the seal, the book. But Noah said, I'll save you.
Yes.
If you come on with me, I'll save you.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. He was a preacher of righteousness. He told the world. So now those three in this one declaring the same thing. In your patience,
yes,
possess ye your souls.
Yes.
Come thou with me, for I will do you good.
Amen.
For the Lord has spoken good concerning me. Because I look down the telescope of time and I can see the seal on the book. But if you break it, I guarantee you're going to talk about Jesus.
Yes.
But your name is written in the book.
Amen.
Come on, you got to follow me as I follow Christ. I can see the book. I can see where you are. And if I can get you to where the book is, these three, my God, Job, Daniel, Noah, the gospel is still being preached and all making it one. Now, I got you in my basket. I got to carry you over. If you're trying to get to Canaan land, I know the way. I'll hold up the staff and say, can you find me? Can you look down the road and see I'm just a little bit ahead of you?
Yeah.
But I'm just going down the road just a little further to make sure the way is safe. Hallelujah. I'm just going down to make it safe for you, Reuben. So when you say, oh, thou man of God, you gave me a promise. I don't forget it. I think about it night and day. Say, you told me you was going to meet me. I don't care what the issues are in the life. I can guarantee that when God comes, he's going to take off all this. And me and you, we're going to look just alike. But you're going to say, oh, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. I thank you. Oh, thou man of God, my soul is satisfied.
Yeah.
I'm not looking to go nowhere because before sin was set in, God had me connected in him and I wasn't ashamed.
Yes, thank God.
Just stay with me. Just stay with me. Yeah. The word of the Lord was on my tongue like rock. And as I was peeling off the rocks, they were growing back like mountains and hills. Hallelujah to God. But I realized on this rock, the church was built.
Yeah.
And God's going to hold his church on the foundation, this stone. If they stumble at it, they fall. But you're going to have safety because you're saying, I yield to it.
Yeah.
I yield to God. Whatever he says, I'll do it. I believe God.
Yeah.
I'm trusting in God. I'm just trusting in him. I don't know how to go, but I'm just going to walk by faith. So when you walk by faith, you say, I don't know why. The Lord had me being just honest because I'm doing this by faith. I don't know what I'm going to meet in an hour from now, but if I do what I need to do within the hour I am, when the next hour comes, God's got to reward my faith.
Yeah.
I came to him by faith. So that means when I catch up with what his mind had in store for me today, come November, hallelujah to God, I'm going to be all right.
Yeah.
Come November, I'm going to be all right. Somebody else, hallelujah God, might be gone and cast aside. But come November, I'm going to be all right. Because God got to go ahead of me. He's got to honor my faith. He's got to go ahead and make my way safe. I gave it over to him. I came to him by faith. He's got to keep proving day by day by day by day that he's got me by the hand. He's not going to let me go. He's got me by the hand. He's not going to let me go. He's got to prove it day by day by day.
Amen.
He's going to do it one day at a time. My sweet Jesus. Oh, Jesus, he's been sweet to me. When he molded me, he wouldn't let me go to hell. He wouldn't let me go. If I went there, he came and took me out. If I took and went on the uttermost parts of the sea and dwelled there, he came out there and got me. No matter where I dwelt, he came to make sure my testimony could not be a lie, that I am in him and he is in me. So let trouble come. Come on, trouble, knock. I got something for you. Hallelujah to God, I got something for you. I got Jesus. Hallelujah, I got Jesus. Just stay with me. When this earthly thing is gone. Hallelujah to God. The moment that he comes for the church is in me. So that moment of quickening is already in me. That moment when the corruption is gonna go away and mortal gets turned into immortality. That moment is reigning in my members. The time when God is gonna say, I'm ready for you. There's something already in me. When the wheel roll up the air, oh, Lord have mercy. There is something that's in your mind that's got you ready. When the Lord say, come up hither, nothing is going to hinder you. You're going to go on up to meet him. There's something in you that when the Lord says time, you're going to be saying, I was waiting on you. Something was going to tell you, I was around the word of God. I was waiting for you to call my name. I was waiting on you to tell me, let the dead get up. And those of us that remain shall be caught up to meet him. Say, wait, let wake mama up, because I want mama to see that I made it over. Wake my mama up. Make her see that I was here waiting on. Something is in you. There's something that's holding the reins, just holding you back. You said, I'm ready to meet you. But the Lord's saying, not time yet. Something got my reins. Something got me just walking right. Something got me just doing right. Because something is in me that when the Lord said, come forth, my bones, hallelujah, is going to shake. That's why it's like fire. And our bones, we just can't sit still. Because there's something in us that makes us want to move. There's something that makes us want to clap our hands and stomp our feet. That said, when the Lord come for his church without a spot or wrinkle or any such thing, I'm going up to meet him. There's something in you that's waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah to God. Mama's just waiting. But that's all right. Ezekiel saw mama standing up. Somebody saw her. There is a sense of the moment when it comes that you're just going to be changed. You're ready for that moment because you believe. You're ready for it because you believe. You're ready for it because I told you that the Lord was coming for you. You believe my very words because I tried you to see. I tried you in your sickness when you moved along a little slow. I tried you to see if the word was true. I tried you to see if there was some quickening power in your bones. I tried you to see if my word was real. I tried your soul to see if there was something in it that said, I'm going to walk on up in New Jerusalem. I tried you. I tried you. I gave you a testimony to see if you could hold on to it. That no matter what happens, my testimony is still the same. I'm in him. He's in me. I'm in him. He's in me. I'm trying you to see. Is faith real? Is your faith real? Is your belief real? Did you repent of your sins? Did you go down in water in his name? Did you get the Holy Ghost? Did you hear yourself? Did you hear yourself? Did you hear yourself? Did he speak for you? Did he speak for you? I tried you. You were down at the bottom of the steps. I was standing on the mountaintop. Hallelujah to God. And you heard words say, come up hither. Hallelujah to God. Whatever was in the body, God quickened it at that moment. God changed it at that moment. And you said, I was looking at you. The church was looking at you. I wanted to see what God was going to do it. We saw you moving. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. We looked at you. Hallelujah to God. Moving slow. How long it took you to come up the steps? How long? That's why the prophets and the elders looked under the table and said, how long? How long? But one day, I stood and I couldn't move. But I looked up from where my help come from. I can't help but come to you because you proved that the scripture said, look on us. You made it for me. You established it in the church for me. The chronicles must have your name written. That she proved that the scripture said, look on us. If you want life, look at him. At the bottom of the steps, I looked up My flesh was weak. My flesh was so weak. I didn't know whether I could make it or not. But I heard the voice of God come from thither, hither. And whatever was in me left at the batting of an eye. And I went on up to meet him. And when I got there, he had his arms outstretched for me. Hallelujah. Come on up, hither. His arms were outstretched. And when I got to him, I fell in his arms and I began to thank God. I began to worship and thank God that no matter what had entangled my feet, could not hold me fast. I've tried you. You proved that God is real. He's real. Because I needed him at a moment I had no other help. But I word, hallelujah to God, came to my mind. And I said, he's already in my coast. Ezekiel said those two sets of wings, they had hands under them. But when they flew, can you imagine, hallelujah to God, the sound we're going to make when we go up to meet him. Jesus, the sound all those wings are going to make carrying us all up to meet him. You know you're going up now, don't you? You know you're going, don't you? You know I'm not going to leave you behind. You know you're going. This is why Bishop Johnson labored. He took away the first so I could get established. He laid the foundation already. I can tell you now who you are. He laid the foundation on what to get in this. And I can tell you now how to contend. He did the principles of the doctrine. Let me tell you how to contend for the faith. How to keep believing that my words are true. You got your testimony. God is going to hold on to you now. So the sister can say he got a hold of my hand and he just won't let me go. Because when he go on up, when those wings get to working, I'm going to go on up with him. I tried you at the window. Hallelujah to God. You got to go to God and say, I know my calling is sure. You got to tell him, I know my calling was sure. Because my ears hear the gospel now. The gospel is to the resurrection of the dead. The gospel is to the resurrection of the dead. Your testimony is I once was dead. You're alive now forevermore. But when ever comes in, your testimony is going to change. I'm alive forever and ever. Hallelujah to God. I was connected to God before sin. That's why he had to come and find the remission of it. The sacrifice had to come and get rid of it so that he could dwell in us. We got to go back to the estate we had before sin. So he had to get in the ground. He had to get the victory over it so he could live in us sin free. That's the marriage. Before sin, before our troubles. Yes, hallelujah to God. So hallelujah. When I say, will you have me? You say, yea, Lord. Say, will you walk with me by faith? Yes. Hallelujah. God say, yea, Lord. I'll go with you. I got to get ready for the troubles of life. I need strength. When pain come in, I got to get some strength. I got to have something to keep me until the storm passes on by. I got to have something that I can rest in that won't fall under the pressure of the same thing every week and every week. I'm weak then made strong every week and every week. But I got something. I got it in due time. I got it in due time. I got it in due time. Before my trouble showed up, I got something that my mama told me I needed. I got it in due time. And now I can testify the Lord what he's already done. I don't care what you're looking at. I'm testifying what he already done. I know I'm saved. I know I'm sanctified. I know I'm going to be delivered. Why? I'm predestined for this trip. Somebody got to suffer now so they can reign with him. Someone got to show the world that the Lord lives. No matter what the trouble is, if the question is asked, what can separate you from the love of God? You go back to your prayer today that established you in love. Nothing can separate me from his love. Because when he looked down from heaven and said, come up hither, I'm going to meet him. Just stay with me. Parents know when they get to the end, they look at you, they said, I'm going to meet you. They tell you, do all you can to meet me. because they know they got it made. And they say, I want you to meet me now. So the Lord comes down and said, I want to remove the thing that caused us some issues. Let's make those crooked things straight. So when love get in, no matter what happens, I'm going to continue. Love is going to hide all the faults. It's going to hide all the sin. Why God died to get us back to this estate that we had before the serpent beguiled the woman. But now the woman got a little more sin when she gets sanctified and she protects her family, even if it has to be from her husband. She said, don't you touch that man. This is how the king, the ruler, had Jesus. Pilate, his wife said, don't you bother that man. They got a little more sense. Don't you touch that man. He hadn't done nothing wrong. And you can tell your husband, don't you touch Nehemiah. It's something that's telling me. Something is speaking to me. Oh, thou husband, sometimes now they are wiser and have more wisdom than us because we're so busy running. Somebody sitting down praying said, if I was you, I wouldn't bother that man. If I was you, I wouldn't touch that man. I got a woman now telling her husband, if I was you, I wouldn't bother him. If I was you, I wouldn't touch him.
Right.
You can play around with these other folks.
That's right.
But if I was you, something done got a hold of me.
Yeah,
something's telling me that when I'm praying, my prayers are coming through him.
Yeah.
Something is telling me that when I'm talking to the Lord is bringing it by his mouth. Yeah. I had to tell my husband, don't touch that man.
That's right.
Stay with me. When God makes you one with who he is, when you get exalted as he was, can you imagine that moment? Can you see that moment when all trouble ceased, all tears dried up, sorrow has come to a close, and it's now peace forevermore, and you are standing on the right side of God and turn back and get a glimpse from whence you came. What Miriam did when they realized, when they looked behind and saw the victory that God had given them, the bones started shaking. You got to go to that moment that you have, you know, is in God and look back and see how he brought you over every trial, how he was at every step, how he guided every step. Because man don't know the way, but God Almighty knew and ordered your steps to stay in him. No matter how hard the road was and no matter what the flesh said, he said, I got new flesh for you. Look back and see that the gulf got fixed. You can't cross over. And what's over there that bothered you? And the preaching of the cross is finished because somebody made it over. Can you thank it? Does his word make any sense to you?
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Do you understand?
Yes, Lord.
That before sin,
yes, Lord,
he had already had us married.
Yes. That's right.
Calendar of events of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. The 84th National Convention, Centennial 100th Year Celebration, August 22nd through September 2nd, 2019, at 3700 Call Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210.
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté l'émission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia Pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.